Two fighters who used to perform for World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, are suing the company, alleging that it ignored signs of brain damage. NPR's Jasmine Garst has more.
The lawsuit was filed by Big Vito LaGrasso and Evan Singleton, who wrestled as Adam Mercer. It alleges that they both suffered serious neurological damage, with symptoms like memory loss and convulsions as a result of fighting. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy is a progressive degenerative disease of the brain associated with repeated concussions. It's been known for years to affect boxers and, more recently, NFL players. It's linked to depression, impulse control problems, and dementia.
When done properly, nobody should ever get hurt, and no one should ever be hit in the head.
That's former WWE wrestler Chris Nowinski. In 2007, he founded the Sports Legacy Institute, a nonprofit that focuses on CTE. Nowinski offers an example of how wrestling has evolved. It's the chair shot. You know, the one where one fighter hits the other with a chair.
20, 30 years ago, everybody put their hand up on a chair shot, and it would never hit you in the head.
But then, he says, a rival wrestling company took it further.
And they actually let themselves get hit in the head.
Nowinski says these days, both wrestlers and companies understand the dangers of concussions. Charles LaDuca, the lawyer representing LaGrasso and Mercer, say that's not true.
WWE deliberately creates and heightens the violence of these matches in order to heat up the audiences and increase the profit.
He claims the WWE discouraged his clients from seeking medical help when they got injured, making the damage worse.
You could put what those lawyers know about wrestling in a thimble and it would not overflow.
Jerry McDevitt is WWE's legal counsel. He says Adam Mercer actually received ample medical attention, and that chair move isn't just dangerous, it's banned. And he says WWE is
way ahead of the curve on concussions and have been for years.
The suit is seeking monetary damage and medical monitoring. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Washington.